Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Changing the Conversation. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy. We're going to speak with our CEO, Joseph Collins, momentarily. But I just want to let you know that we do have some amazing guests lined up today. We have the one, the only, Shante Bridges. We have Gary A. Watson, John Curran, host of the John Curran Show, joining us tonight in the Punch Bowl. So as always, we're not going to start off talking to our guests. We're going to talk a little bit about Punch TV Studios, the Punch TV Studios IPO, what's going on with Punch TV. And so we have so much to go over that we're just going to stop for a moment and take this commercial break.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki? If you haven't signed up for the Punch TV Studios social network, Nabuki, today is as good a day as any to sign up, and that's Nabuki, N-A-B-U-K-I-E.com, Nabuki.com. So we invite you to join us on Nabuki. We invite you to join us in the Punch Bowl. Tonight we have several guests lined up. And we normally don't take more than two or three guests. But tonight we have so many guests lined up that I think tonight is going to be an amazing show. And what's so hot about this show is that it's one of the last shows of 2016. I mean, can you believe it? Can you believe it? We're going to be in 2017 soon. We're going to be moving out of this year. And so this week, we definitely have been having a lot of fun. So let's see. Let's take a look. Let's stop for a moment and let's see who all we have in the Punch Bowl. So, like I said, we're going to bring in some guests later. We're going to have Shante Bridges, Gary A. Watson, Esquire, and John Curran, host of the John Curran Show, on tonight's episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. But before we bring on Mr. Joseph Collins and all of our guests, what we like to ask you to do is just post, let's see what else there is, but post it to your Facebook, post it to Instagram, post it to Twitter that the Punch TV Studios radio show is live. It is now on the air. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up the line, and we have a few callers. So let's just see who we have on the line. Hi, caller, are you with us? Are you with us yet? Are you able to hear me?
What natural disaster?
Okay, I think we're having some technical difficulties. Are you able to hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so now I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can. What's your name?
My name is Sharifa Hardy, and I'm co-host of Changing the Conversation with CEO Joseph Collins. And
okay.
May we have your name?
My name is Yehoshua Israel. I'm a cultural historian and author of several books.
How did you hear about Punch TV Studios?
I called into the office last week and spoke to Joy, and she told me about your talk. And so she told me I was trying to contact Joseph Collins, actually, and she told me I might be able to contact him through the show.
Absolutely. Mr. Collins is tuning in now as we speak. So tell us a little bit about you and about what you have going on.
Okay. I just wrote a book recently called The Lion and the Condor, The Untold Story of Colonel John C. Robinson. And Colonel John Robinson was the first great black aviator from the African American community, and it was very, very. The legacy or the story of his life is such that it was tremendous. He was the first person to actually go and fight for African freedoms in Ethiopia in 1936, when Emperor Haile Selassie asked him to come train Ethiopian pilots for the war against Mussolini. In fact, no one, the American government, actually were trying to keep him and all African Americans from going to fight with Ethiopia to preserve Ethiopia's freedom. And it's a history, a tremendous history that's been forgotten more or less and glossed over. And that's what my book is about. Colonel Robinson was the person who established or proposed the idea of the Tuskegee Airmen, because he was a graduate of Tuskegee and the first black American licensed aviator in America.
Oh, wow. So what interests you with this story? What made you decide to write this book, to tell this story?
Well, good question. While I was in Ethiopia, I knew about Colonel Robinson, bits and pieces through the history, because he's very famous and he's a legend in Ethiopia. But I got a chance to actually hear someone speak in depth on him that had written a book. And so I was speaking to another person, a friend of mine in Ethiopia, who was very, very renowned, having to do with Ethiopian history as well. And I asked him, I said, I didn't know Colonel Robinson did all these different things in Ethiopia. And he told me, he actually said that he did not do these things and that the author did not know what he was talking about. And I told him at that point, I said, well, if he only did half of the things that he said, he's someone that I should know more about and all black Americans should know about, because this is incredible. And so that's what propelled me to and motivated me to find out the true history of Colonel Robinson. And that's I went about doing an in-depth study in Ethiopia where he went to, and he died in Ethiopia, and did an intense research and dug up a lot of information that had been buried and distorted. And I put it in the form of the book called The Lion and the Condor. And it tells
the Lion and the Condor.
The Lion and the Condor, the untold story of Colonel John C. Robinson, and the condor. Condor is a large bird. He was referred to as the brown condor of Ethiopia because he was black, and flying Ethiopia is high up in the mountains of Africa. It's actually at one of the highest levels in all of Africa, Ethiopia's position. And so they refer to him as the brown condor of Ethiopia, because condors are big birds that stay only high up in the mountains. And the line is significant of Emperor Haile Selassie, which a lot of people don't know anything about these days. But Emperor Haile Selassie was a very historical, the last ruler of Ethiopia during a time when Ethiopia was the only African country that was not colonized. It was still a free self-ruling republic in Africa. It was the last one. In fact, all the other African countries had been colonized by Europeans. And so Emperor Haile Selassie is renowned for that. And he's also renowned to the fact that he traces lineage all the way back to Queen Sheba and King Solomon, all the way back to the Bible. And this is one of the main pillars or the main reason why I originally started going to Ethiopia, because I'd written another book called The Book of Ephraim, which chronicles my belief that many black people in America descend from the lost tribes of Israel that went through Ethiopia over 5,000 years or 3,000 years ago.
Okay. So now you mentioned this is your book. Do you have any plans to turn this book into a documentary, a movie?
In fact, I've been offered by a movie company, a production company, to put it into a movie based on my book. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to Joseph about. I happen to know Joseph. I know Joseph from Pomona many years ago when he was doing a program called Mall Jam. He probably remembers
right.
Donald Stevens at that time. But we had several conversations together, and I was interested in talking to him when I found out about what he was doing with Punch TV.
Okay. Did you receive the email inviting you to the show, or again, you just spoke with Joy?
I just spoke to Joy. She referred me to this talk show.
Okay. Well, we definitely want to find out more about your book. Where can people purchase your book?
Well, the book is on Amazon.com.
Okay. Do you have a website or social media that you like to give out where people...
In fact, I emailed Joy the website to our organizational website called the Colonel John C. Robinson Global Initiative, and it details a lot of information there, and the book can be purchased off the website more directly through us, which benefits the organization and the work that we're trying to do in resurrecting the legacy of Colonel Robinson.
What are some of the things that you would like to see done?
Oh, well... I've been spending the last 15 years or so. I've spent about 6 to 9 months out of the year in Ethiopia. So I've basically been living in Ethiopia for that period of time, and so there's a lot of contacts and things that I've made in Ethiopia, which can be taken on an international basis, on a global basis, as well as I had a conversation with Dr. Zuma. She's the chairperson of the African AU. The African Union, which was established again by Emperor Haile Selassie years ago in Ethiopia. But she's the head of the African Union, and I had a conversation with her last year just after President Obama, well, the next few days after President Obama visited Ethiopia and spoke at the AU. And so there's a whole lot of opportunities that are available that I would like to see put into, and plans that I have to put into practice, where we begin to work on a global basis as opposed on just a local, regional, or national basis here in America.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Let's give your organization's website just one more time.
The name of the website is Colonel John C. Robinson Global Initiative, jcrglobalinitiative.org.
Okay, so for anyone who is listening, we definitely invite you to go to the website, check out the organization, go to Amazon, and let's mention that book, the name of the book again, so people can search for it on Amazon.
It's The Lion and the Condor, The Untold Story of Colonel John C. Robinson and the Crippling of Ethiopia. One matter of fact, I'd like to mention also that the book chronicles or tells the story how Ethiopia was systematically actually crippled to the point by the English so that it would not be a powerhouse as it was at that time. During 1936, Ethiopia was the beacon for all black people in the world, and the black American community particularly rallied in support of Ethiopia when Mussolini decided to attack and colonize Ethiopia. And
I know Mr. Collins is definitely interested. Mr. Collins, what do you think about the conversation on Ethiopia and returning to its greatness?
I think the country has been so robbed of all of its natural resources. I don't know. How would you do it? I mean, that would be my question. Like, what would be the story behind it?
Well, that's a good question. Here's the situation in Ethiopia, because I like I said, I've been living there, virtually living there. Ethiopia is the one country that has not been robbed of its natural resources because it's been closed off for so many years. It's just now developing at a really rapid state because America has decided to use Ethiopia as a home for its drones and different things like that, military bases. So they've been pumping a lot of money into Ethiopia, which has spearheaded a tremendous amount of productivity or construction. But Ethiopia has its natural resources are available. In fact, the Chinese are the ones are going through Ethiopia as well as all of Africa and reaping those natural resources where America has decided that they needed to get on board because they're missing out. But the key thing for black people in America is that Ethiopia and all of Africa, I've talked with people at the AU, which is located, which is the de facto center of Ethiopia, is the de facto capital of Africa because Addis Ababa is the home of the AU. Where the headquarters is located. The African population and all of the African countries are actually, in a sense, they're very much interested in black Americans helping to develop the country and their resources. But black Americans are not very aware of what's going on. But right now, it's like a springtime opportunity for African Americans, black Americans to come and utilize their abilities and talents to help develop the entire continent. But they would have to do it properly, of course. It would have to be done so that they're looking for a productive development as opposed to just about talking as we normally do. But Joseph, I'm glad to talk to you. You probably don't remember me. Pomona, when you were developing that program,
Crystal City.
What did it say?
It was Crystal City. Is that what you mean?
Where I remember you from? No,
uh-huh.
It was Pomona. Program called Mall Jam.
Oh my God!
I don't know if you remember yet, but that's where we met, and we spent a little time together. Yeah. You were working on that project Mall Jam, and I was impressed that what you were putting together, and I know you're working hard at it. So when someone mentioned to me about TV, and they mentioned your name, I said, "Well, actually,
That is amazing. Oh man, I haven't even heard the name Mall Jam in so long."
At that time, I was one of Donald's students. I think you might know me. I might have been known as Donald's student at that time. It's been a while, like you say, but I guess dang near 20 years. But
oh my God, it's been longer than that. Mall Jam was absolutely my first independent television show.
It was absolutely
my first show. It was absolutely the first show. It was a sitcom.
Yeah,
we had all these kids and everything like that working on the sitcom, and we called it Mall Jam. It was absolutely the first. Now, where did I meet you at? Oh my God, you took me back. Oh my God,
you know,
I feel so old right now. I feel real old. I'm going to tell you.
That's good. I'm sorry.
You are not old.
But I was impressed with what you were doing at your first program because I knew that what you were doing, you actually pointed out some things that you were doing in order, and I think that you implemented because you said that you were going to set up eventually go public and that you knew you had
that is right. Oh my God. That was 20 years ago. That was 20-something years ago.
Yeah, 20-something. Yeah, it goes back further the way you keep saying. But that's where we first met, and it was about a little after that I started going back and forth to Africa and Ethiopia particularly. So we just did a program in Ethiopia. I was going to sit down and talk to you about it and tell you. But the movie potential about this book is I already have a couple of companies that are interested in it, and I've got a letter. But I wanted to sit down after I heard about what you were trying to do. I wanted to sit down, or what you're doing, and I wanted to sit down with you and talk to you about it. Because I have some ideas that might be interesting.
I'm going to tell you something. Now, that is a testament to fortitude, because over 20 years ago, as he's saying that I started talking about, you know, we're going to be a publicly traded company. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. And I was just starting my very first – that had to be my very first big show.
Right.
That was my very first big show, Mall Jams.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is, really.
Life
is an amazing thing.
That is amazing.
Yeah,
that
I called in to get a chance to holler at you. And then Joy referred me to your talk show tonight, or last week, but I've been busy. I just met with Congressman Danny Davis in Washington, D.C., so I was in the time with some things, and I missed it last Friday, but I tried to tune in this week and caught you, so... I'm glad to see you doing great, man.
Now, do you find, we're dealing with Ethiopian people, and because a lot of people think that I'm African, so I get African all the time. I mean, well, it's just something that happens. A lot of people think that I'm African and from Africa.
Uh-huh.
Right, so I get that all the time. And then some people think that I'm Ethiopian, that... In a lot of instances, they think that I'm Ethiopian. What I find that it's very difficult with Ethiopians in America to really interact. Is it like that in Africa?
You know, that's a great question that you brought up, because this is something that's true. For some Ethiopians in America, I told the Ethiopians in Ethiopia, I got tons of friends in Ethiopia, and I tell them that Ethiopians in America are very standoffish to black people in America. And it's mainly because, and over the years I've found out basically it's true, and I found out basically why. And they go through, I'll speak to you more in depth about it, but you're absolutely right about the situation. But when you go in Africa, in Ethiopia, oh man, it's like going home. But that's any place you go. I've gone to several African countries and each Middle Eastern country. It's like going home when you get there, because people just want to talk. They want to talk to you. They want to find out what you're doing and how they can be part of what you're doing. It's a totally different thing when you get to the actual homeland.
Wow. Amazing.
Yes,
absolutely amazing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we have to connect. We definitely have to connect.
I'd like to do that. I'm due out of here. I've got to go through a program. I'll be in Jamaica next week. So if you have any time before Friday, I'm leaving here. So if we can get, I'm willing to set aside something to get with you. Otherwise, I might have to catch you when I get back, but we can keep
you
touch.
Probably are, because I am actually in Houston, Texas right now.
Okay, that's cool.
So we definitely will have to connect when you return.
I left my phone. I left my phone number with Joy, and she has my email. She has also the website. If you go on the website, if you get it from her, I sent her a link. So all you have to do is click, and you'll see all these tremendous things that are – there's just tremendous opportunities available right now. And I'm looking for someone that can see the vision, and obviously you're a visionary. I'm looking for someone to see the vision to put together what you're doing here. What you're doing here can connect to Ethiopia and all of Africa. They're waiting for something like this, I'm telling you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is a global market.
It really is.
And you're 100% correct. It is a global market. It is a global market, and I would love to be able to connect to any parts of the world, including Ethiopia and other parts of the world, any part. I would love to connect on that level, absolutely.
Joe,
100%.
Not to take too much of your time, but I've been to Brazil, Cuba, everywhere. It's the same way everywhere. It's a tremendous opportunity right now. If you're thinking on a global level, our people – throughout the places where I've been, they all want to know more about what we're doing here and how they can be a part of it. I'm telling you.
Right.
It's amazing opportunity right now that we're living in.
Wow. Wow. Well, I am so honored to have this conversation tonight, and I'm so happy you reminded me of my past.
Thank you.
I am blown completely away right now. I like to say I'm speechless, but, you know, that rarely happens. But I am blown completely away. I'm blown completely away. And to think that I was so much younger then.
Yeah, you were very
speaking
young.
That into existence then to have the manifestation now. It's amazing.
It is. It is. It's a testament to your perseverance. You
yes,
so great.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Do you remember there at the mall that where there was that it was a gym that was downstairs right around
yes,
the corner?
Yes,
from where,
I remember the gym downstairs. Yes.
Well, I took over that gym.
Oh wow!
I took it and converted it and worked for. I had it for over a year. Actually, I took over that in another building in Pomona, and we started doing programs there. So, but it was because of you that actually gave me direction on malls, on the mall, and the opportunities on the mall.
Nice.
I believe in giving credit to where credit is due, and you pointed me in a direction at that time. And that
wow.
I seen what you were doing there, and it actually inspired me to do what I was doing there.
Is that mall still there?
Yeah, oh, it's all developed now. The education, the Pomona Unified School District took over and redid the whole mall, and now it's totally different now.
Oh, wow, amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back more after this.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
Now, that was an amazing conversation.
I agree.
That was amazing.
I think it was amazing. I'm going to agree that it was amazing. But I think what was so much more amazing was that it's starting to happen almost every day now. I mean, almost every show, someone's calling in and saying, you know, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't, you know, because we had the guy who called in, what was it, yesterday, who actually developed his cooking shows from
That's
you
right.
just telling him to keep pushing, you know. So now you're motivating people to take over gyms. it's amazing.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I really think, and I've always believed this, that you have to put your mind to something. And then when you put your mind to it, then it works out because you put your mind on it. You put your mind on it. You speak it into existence. I'm a firm believer in speaking things into existence. And that's why I'm really careful about the words that I use in my life, in the things that I say. I'm very careful about that 99% of the time, because there are some days where I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to pull out my hair. Well, I'm bald.
You don't have any hair.
I'm going to lose my hair. I'm going to lose my hair follicles. I'm done. It's over. I'm not going any further. Then I
you
take a nap.
Not. I have never
week.
Heard those days. Never heard
I
those,
have those
days.
Days.
Stop it. No, no. We're not even going to claim those days.
But what happens is this, I don't rarely say it out loud because I don't want to speak that into existence. So, you know, I believe in speaking things into existence, and I believe that when you speak it into existence, it can come to pass. It can come to pass. And so I think it's really wonderful. And, you know, Mall Jam was absolutely my first sitcom where I had to pull all these people together to do this show. And it was really a good little show. It was really, really, really a good little show. And back in those days, you used 3/4-inch tape, which was state-of-the-art back in the day, which is this huge tape. And we actually shot our show on this, and we actually got Betacam, which at that time, Betacam tapes had just come out. For those who don't know anything about production, the Betacam tape had just come out back then. And we were doing Mall Jam, and I thought, wow, you know, wow, it's amazing, absolutely amazing. Absolutely, totally, and completely amazing. To
definitely believe it's amazing, you know, and I believe in speaking it into existence. I believe in being positive, and you definitely speak it into existence, and you're definitely positive. But, you know, it comes down to sometimes that God blesses, you know, what you put your hand to. And so you are also, you know, a hard worker.
You
got to
do the work.
And so where so many people are sitting around just speaking it, you know, you're out there doing it.
Yeah, it's you know, I'm actually doing what I'm speaking, you know. So
yes.
I'm creating as I speak. So that is what's happening at the same time. And I think it's very important. Very, very important for people to know that you have power over your words. You have power over your words. I read a very good guy. A very good guy. I read is his name O.G. Mandino, and I've read his book, The Greatest Salesman in the World. I've actually internalized that book. And although the book says The Greatest Salesman in the World, it really has nothing to do with selling. But it is an absolutely amazing book, and it's one of those books that really has really been a blessing in my life. It's really been one of those books next to the Bible that has been a real blessing in my life, and I recommend it. It's been a bestseller for 100 years. I don't know however long it is, but it's The Greatest Salesman in the World. I think you should read that book and get that book and read it. It's an amazing book. It's absolutely amazing by O.G. Mandino. You want to get that copy. And then apply those principles to your life. And one of the principles that is in O.G. Mandino that I learned at a very young age, because I read this, my mother made me read this book as part of, if I wanted to watch TV, I had to read this book. So I actually ended up reading this book over and over and over and over again. But one of the principles in this book is I will persist until I succeed. In other words, it's saying that success does not come overnight. And although Punch TV Studios is experiencing success right now, it did not happen overnight. It took trial and error. It took trying to figure it out. It took hanging in there. It took some really big disappointments. It took some really big bashers that were bashing us. It took people that bashed us, and we didn't even do anything wrong. We had people bash us on some stuff we did wrong, but we had people bashing us on things we didn't even do wrong. But because it became so nice to bash Punch, people just bashed us because it was like the thing to do. So you had to
live through. It was Wednesday.
It was Wednesday. They bashed us. Hey, it's Wednesday. Let's bash Punch. You know, it was like that. It was really, really like that. So although we were experiencing success now, there was a time where we had to really struggle through some stuff to get to now. And that's the thing that most people don't want to do. They don't want to struggle through the stuff to get to now. And so now is amazing. Now people are investing in the company. Now I can proudly say right now today, and we have not begun trading yet, but I can proudly boast that our company is worth $130 million, and we haven't even begun trading yet. So I know what's going to happen when we begin trading. But today, I can proudly boast that we are worth $124 million today. And so that's nothing to sneeze at from where we came from, you know, not being able to pay our bills, from not being able to just struggling through everything. But because of that one principle that I read over and over and over again, because my mother made me read it, I will persist until I succeed, which is in that book. And there were some other things in the book that you just might want to grab and apply to your life. I'm going to tell you something else that was really beautiful that happened to me about 4 years ago. Do we have time? We're good?
Not really, but this is the Punch TV Studios radio show.
On the line.
We have quite a few guests on the line, but that's okay.
Well,
we want to hear
your
story.
I'm going to take a CEO liberty here. Okay, we're going to get to all of our guests, but I'm going to take a CEO liberty here. 4 years ago, how long has Michael Jackson been dead?
Wow. About 4 years, I guess.
So about 4 years. So about 4 years ago, I was with my friend, and his name is Fuchs, Michael Fuchs. He's my friend. Michael Fuchs is the founder of HBO. Okay, so if you want to know who founded HBO, it was Michael Fuchs, and he worked at HBO when they sold it to Warner Brothers, and then Warner Brothers took over. He still continued to work at Warner Brothers. Anyway, I had watched the music video, the video, This Is It. You know, Michael Jackson's video that they did since he died. So they put out the video, This Is It. So I had watched the video, This Is It. And in the video, This Is It, the wardrobe designer, they interviewed the wardrobe designer. And the wardrobe designer said something to me that was just said something in the video that just blew my mind. He said, Michael Jackson came to him and he says, I want you to go around the world and find the most awesome outfits you can find for this concert. And he says, after you've gone around the world, if you can't find what I'm looking for, I'm going to need you to create it for me. And that just blew my mind that Michael Jackson sent somebody on a global shopping spree, right? Find wardrobe for his performance for the This Is It tour. And that one thing that I heard in that video really changed my whole perspective on everything. And it really made me look at the world as a global place. And I told my friend Michael Fuchs, I said, hey, Michael, we were going to the Lakers game together. So he and I were going to the Lakers game together. And so we were on our way to the Lakers game, and the Lakers game was amazing. And I'm telling him about This Is It, and he says, you know what, Joseph? I says, this guy, he says, Michael Jackson says, I live my life. He went all over the world, and he lives his life around the world. And Michael Fuchs said to me, he says, you know what, Joseph? I've been doing that for a long time. I live my life all over the world.
And it never occurred to me until Michael Fuchs said that. I heard it in Michael Jackson, and it connected all of the dots for me that this is a global world. We're in a global economy, and you have to do things all over the world. And that just blew my mind. That blew my mind. I was totally mind blown from that. And then to have my friend say, that's how I did. So we go into the Lakers game, right? And Michael knows David Stern. David Stern was the commissioner of the NBA. So they put us in this wonderful place where David Stern came up, shook his hand, and then Michael introduced me to David Stern. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm meeting David Stern, you know, because what David Stern had done for the NBA in business was phenomenal. He took the NBA from almost a little thing to showtime for the NBA as a business. He did a phenomenal job. So I'm meeting David Stern at the NBA game for the Lakers with Michael Fuchs, the founder of HBO. Now, that's some deep stuff right there. That's deep. So here's what we're going to do. I hope that helps somebody. You got to think things on a global level. And certainly I want everyone to know that Punch TV Studios is thinking about things on a global level, globally. And wherever we can do business around the world, we're planning to do business around the world. And it helped me so much with the network and those kinds of things, because then I started reaching out all over the world for programming. I started talking to people in England and Japan and in Africa and all over the world to bring great programming to the network. And that is our philosophy now, to look at Punch as a global business and from a global business thing. So anyway, that's what I wanted to say. That's my CEO liberty for tonight, for now. Okay, so who's in the Punch Bowl right now? Since there is a guest,
we're going to go ahead and take some guests. We have quite a few people holding. If you'd like to join the conversation, please press 1. And you'll have an opportunity to speak with CEO Joseph Collins in the Punch Bowl. So we're going to start with our first guest, at our next, Shantae Bridges. Are you with us, Ms. Bridges?
Yes, I'm with you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well,
you are very welcome.
Thank you for being on. What brings you to the Punch Bowl tonight? Tell us about yourself, your business.
Well, I'm in Los Angeles. I'm involved with real estate. I'm a coach, and I'm also an author. I have a lot going on in business. I'm in the entertainment industry as well. Have some background there. I've done a lot of talent coordinating for about 18 years. I've co-authored around 7 books, and I have an 8th one that's coming out this January. I do a lot of philanthropy and community volunteer work. I'm a Christian, and I just love helping others to succeed.
Oh, that's so cool.
Wow.
That's really, really good. I like that. She's a
Christian.
That
was like a complete profile. She just ran it down.
Others.
It was like a dating profile.
I'm serious. Yeah, I'm serious. You know, so are you single? Let's just go there. You know, are you single? You know,
I'm happily, happily married. I've been married to my best friend for 10 years.
Oh,
that
is
so cute.
Sweet. Yay. Woo! You break it down like that. Yeah, you break it down like that. I guess we're going to just go ahead and put it out there. I thought we were doing a dating show tonight so far. So.
No, yes, I'm in love.
Out there. So tell us
about
the new book.
So the new book I have is about real estate and business sales. So just basically, if you're trying to sell property or sell a building or sell a home, just little tricks and tips to help you in that process.
Oh, nice. Really nice. Okay.
Yeah,
give,
but
give
I have several
tip.
Coming out in 2017. That's the first one. And the
just
second
one,
one
tip.
Is...
Give me one tip from your book. Give me one tip. One tip
okay.
that'll help me sell a house really good. Give me just one.
So
give
a
me.
House. Okay, I have to see which type of thing you're trying to sell. Okay, so like a lot of times when people are selling property or selling homes, they have a realtor, but they don't always listen to their advice. And so one of the things that, let's say you have a doctor and you're going to have surgery, that doctor knows a little bit more about surgery than you may know. So there's things that we're familiar with that the average person is not, like what a buyer may be looking at. So let's say you have a dog or a cat or something like that, and, you know, we know what buyers would repeat and what they would hate and what they would love. And so there are little things that you can do. You can light a candle. You can open lighting. You can stage your house in certain ways that will cause your house to be more appealing than it would if you left it as is. There are a lot of things that you can do.
Okay. All right. All right. That's a good one. That's a good one. Clean up the house. You got to clean it up and light a candle. I like that. Okay, cool. She didn't say that,
sunlight,
but that's what she meant.
Let the sunlight in.
She said, let the sunlight in. She said, clean it up. Let the sunlight in and light a candle, especially if you got a dog. That's what she said. I'm just saying. I didn't say that. I'm just interpreting her words for her. Oh, that's really good. That's really, really good. I like that. Shreva?
No, I think it's wonderful. That's the way you have to set the scene. So certain other things, you know, hey, you're a professional.
Transpire.
I think that's the, yes, I think that's the main point is that. That's
when you light
the
candle, can
I
get an extra $10,000 or $20,000 more for my house, or, you know, or it just helps my house sell faster?
It makes a difference because if someone smells odor, they automatically start looking around. They think something else is going on in the house. So then they're looking up at the roof, and they're looking in cracks, they're looking in corners, and they're asking. And when they find things, they're asking for money off because of those things. And a lot of times they're looking at things they normally wouldn't even look at.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's psychological. So when they come into a home and it looks fresh and it's clean and it looks new, they automatically think, oh, this is a new home and there's nothing, there's not that much wrong with it, where it hasn't even been inspected yet. You don't know that, but they perceive that to be the case because of the appearance of the house, outward and inward.
Mm. And you set
it
up.
So it does make a difference.
There. Smelling good.
Yes.
Be like, they're not going to notice the sewage problem.
Yeah.
Toilet leaking, toilet leak. No, just kidding.
No,
that's
fabulous.
Really cool.
In the process, you had the time to write over 7 books. I mean, what I heard you say was, since we're discussing what we heard you say, was that you have several. I heard the word several. Books coming out in 2017.
Yes.
Several is usually more than a couple.
Yes.
I'm just wanting to make sure my hearing was correct. So in everything that you're doing with real estate, how do you find time to write several books?
There are different combinations, like one is about habits and attitudes, and some are strictly business, and then others are real estate. So it's just like a compilation of what I do all the time. It's who I am, and so whether I'm dealing in business or I'm dealing in real estate or I'm just helping the needy, it's a combination of all of it. And so I'm sharing it and writing it and making myself archivable in the future.
Well, that is, I love that. I love that word. I've never actually even heard that phrase. I'm making myself
archivable. Yes, you said
archivable. I love that. I'm going to borrow that from you. I give it back to you, but I'm going
to
borrow
that. And that's something you want to do. You want people to be able to look years from now and know who you are, what you've done, what you've created. You want to leave your footprint on the world. You want to have your footprint there so when people think about you, this is something they remember. You know, just like the previous guest, you guys were saying how you affected his life, how you were the one who encouraged him to purchase a gym. And so a lot of times what we're writing and what we're sharing is what's encouraging someone else who you don't even know. You may have never met that person, but your words that you've spoken, the life you live, have made a difference.
Yeah, I like
wow.
that. I love what you're saying, archivable. And your words make a difference. Yeah, I like that. I like that. People don't know. Basically,
so positive.
I know. She's just like on one, huh? She's married to her best friend, but she gave us her whole single breakdown. She said, put some stuff in your house with your candles because your house stinks. Ain't nobody going to buy your house. She's just going to tell you. They're going to go in there looking for something else wrong. So you selling your house, make sure you clean the carpet, Febreze your stuff, put some candles out, open the windows, and make it feel more warm. And homie, like, right now she's got a book out. She's got a book.
Yeah.
She's got several. I said several. I just came back to several of them, you know. And so that's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like this guest. I like this guest. It's really, really good.
So
now,
you know what that means,
you have
right?
to sell your
the
books
Bookie.
On the Bookie. You got to.
Right?
So we were. Oh my God! You got to put your profile on the Bookie and let people know about your profile and who you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, the Bookie's for real.
Yeah.
Now. We're talking really real. We're
yeah,
not you laughing, thinking. But we for real. We just, she said, oh, okay, I
get
that.
Dating
like,
site.
Are they serious? No, the Bookie is not a dating site, okay? It's not a dating
okay.
site. But we'll help promote your books. Punch TV will help promote your books and whatever you're doing on the Bookie. If you post on the Bookie or whatever, we'll help promote your books and whatever you're doing. And you can literally sell your books on the Bookie, too, at the same time. So that's why we
awesome.
Want you to Nabookie. You know, so when you Nabookie, we're going to be Nabookie with you, okay?
Oh, awesome.
And you also want to visit our website since you got money to give away. We're not asking you to give away money, but you definitely need
her
to
house,
invest.
Her house is sold. She done sold some houses.
You know, sold some houses. But she got time to write books. So, I mean, she could at least invest 10 grand in Punch TV Studios. Get yourself $10 here. I'm just speaking that into existence. You got to speak some stuff into existence.
Well,
you're nice. Was, you see. Oh, well,
I was about
more.
To ask.
Well, she's married
to
her best friend because, you know, she's married to her best
that's
friend.
Worth,
so he ain't going to let her do that too meal. Much. He's going to be like, oh, my God, not again. Oh, God, girl, could you please see you? We know she's the giver, and he's like, oh, my God, good God, Jesus. He's in the prayer line, you know. She's
mm-hmm. he giving away the money. That's
she giving
okay.
away the money. He praying, Lord, send it back, send it back. Mm-hmm. So definitely, definitely consider investing in Punch TV Studios, as everyone else should. Visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. Thank you for joining us tonight. We're going to how can people find you? Because I know that's where I always get up. How can people find you to use your real estate services and stuff like that? Even though we know you're going to put it on Nabookie, you can tell everybody tonight.
My website is losangelesrealestatenow.com. You can Google me or you can Facebook me or LinkedIn at Chantay. That's Chantay Bridges, and you can find me. I'm all over the place.
Nice. Very nice. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with more of Punch TV Studios, Changing the Conversation.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabookie.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you Nabookie?
Well, I know certainly she should Nabookie. You know, I know she's
absolutely.
Got all those books and stuff. She needs to Nabookie, okay? Nabookie.com, Nabukie.com. She needs to Nabookie. She gave us some great tips right there and everything like that. I bet you that would be a great show to learn how to sell a house. I'm telling you that right now. And you go into some of these stinky houses and you're trying to get it sold. If you want $1 million for a stinky house. And she's like, look, you really need to open the windows and put some candles out and clean the carpet. So who's next? What's next? What's going on?
We didn't get a chance to hear about your day. I think that's what everybody's been sitting and waiting in the punch bowl for. We want to hear about you.
So my day, I'm in Houston, Texas right now, and we are opening our new office here in Houston. It's our sales office. We have a TV channel here in Houston, channel 21.6 is a digital channel. And now we're planning to sell TV commercials locally to the businesses here in Houston, Texas, and around Houston, Texas area. And so we are, we're doing that. And so I'm here setting up the office, and it's really, really nice. I'm going to post a video on Nabuki if I haven't done it already, but I'm posting a video on Nabuki.com so you can see what our new offices and stuff look like. And it is really, really awesome to be doing this. This is our first office outside of California, and this is going to be very interesting because it's going to be the first time where we're going to have like three or four offices operating at the same time. We're opening a sales office in Columbus, Ohio. We're opening a sales office in Jacksonville, Florida. We're opening a sales office definitely here in Houston, Texas, where I am. And certainly, I'm going to make an announcement right now. We're preparing to launch our new TV station in Los Angeles. So LA, here we come. We're certainly going to have a sales office in LA. So it is going to be, we are already an amazing media company. And I think it's going to be something for people to see when they see the new Punch TV channel in Los Angeles. What do you think? Covering all of Los Angeles, Orange County, all the way out to Oxnard, all the way down to almost San Diego. I just think we need a round of applause for the LA channel coming now. I just think it's cool. So our investors are going to be very happy, and it's going to be very, very cool. So today I've been furnishing the new office. We got the lobby and stuff already done, which you'll see in the video that I'm going to post. But I've been furnishing the new office right now, and I've been furnishing. So that's what I've been doing today and getting the computers in. And tomorrow we start the hiring process. I'm actually doing a lot of interviews tomorrow with people who are potential sales manager candidates. And so that's kind of been the consummation of my day for the most part. And I've been really kind of enjoying this process, you know, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Once we get the new office completely up and ready, right now it's boxes everywhere and stuff is everywhere. And once we get it up and completely ready, I'm going to totally do another video and post that video so you can see how it all came together. And that's kind of what my day has consisted of today. At the same time, I've just been really inspired, and I've been inspired definitely being on this call, and somebody remembers me all the way back to my days of Mall Jam, which is Mall Jam is absolutely the first sitcom I ever did. And Mall Jam was one of those pivotal shows that kind of started off everything. When I did Mall Jam, this company came out with the first digital editing machine. And the first digital editing machine was Media 100. And I used to have a Media 100 back in the day. And it was awesome, completely and totally awesome. And at the time, I had one of the first, at the time, a 9600 computer done by Mac. It was a Power Mac by Mac. It was a 9600 computer. It was one of the first ones that ever came out. And so it just really good, and that just brought back so many memories. I can think from Mall Jam, I can really think so far forward now. Because I remember what it was like bringing all those people together and all of the. For Mall Jam was really a pivotal moment in my career. Mall Jam, when he tells me that, that just takes me all the way back to when I used to make stop animation movies in my backyard. I built cities. I built like whole cities, and I would race, instead of having race cars on a racetrack, I would do stop animation and then play my movies back. I would do stop animation movies and play my movies back. And watch the movie that I made using stop animation, and awesome, just completely awesome. That's kind of what my day has consisted of. I don't know what else I could tell you. Today is just it's just a really good day. Today is a good day. So I want to tell everybody, you need to invest in Punch TV Studios. We're going to build an amazing company, just an absolutely amazing company. And it's going to be a company that you're going to be proud of to say, you know what, I was with Joseph Collins and I was with Punch TV Studios when they very first started. Now they're this huge, massive company today, and I was able to buy stock when they first offered stock in the company. And I got in, and they allowed me to be a part of this company. And that's awesome, completely awesome. So I want to tell you, visit our website, punchtvstudios.com. Click on the Invest Now button. It'll take you to the investment page. There's a video on that page that you could take a look at, and you could learn a lot from that video. And then make an investment in the company. Invest $1,000, $10,000, $20,000, $100,000, whatever you can afford, and don't hurt yourself. But whatever you can afford to invest, invest in our company, and then watch us grow together. Watch us grow together. I think that's about it for this show, and I want to thank all of our guests for being on. And we're going to be back with you tomorrow on this same Punch TV channel at this same Punch TV time.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.
You tuned in tonight, Dad?